Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Yuma, Perik Zayin, Mishnah Hei. We're finished with the Avodah, but the Mishnah is going to talk about general inyanim of Kahuna. Like the big day Kahuna. Kohen Gadol Mishamesh B'Shmoina Kelim. Kohen Gadol serves in 8 different Bigadim, which the Mishnah refers to as Kelim. Yehedyet, the regular Kohen, B'Arba, with 4. And the Mishnah lists them. B'Kotainas. This was like this special, I guess you can call it a kind of a shirt, a very long shirt. It was made of linen, it was woven like checkerboard. It had tight-fitting sleeves that it reached almost to his heel. The Rambam holds that it was the same for the Kohen, the regular Kohen, and the Kohen Gadol. Some Rishonim hold only the one that the Kohen Gadol wore was checkered. The second of the 4 Bigdei Kohuna was Umichnesayim, the pants. They were linen and they went from the waist to the knees. And they were the same for the Kohen Hedyot and the Kohen Gadol. Number 3, the Mitznefes. The Mitznefes was the hat. It too was made of linen. Although the pasuk we find that the hats of the Kohen Hedyot were called Migba'os, and the Kohen Gadol's hat was called the Mitznefes. But Rashi holds are really both the same. According to Tysus, the Kohen Gadol's hat was a little bit more narrow because he needed place to be able to wear the tzitz, the special headband. He also had to wear the tefillin, but the regular Kohen had to wear tefillin also. That's why the regular Kohen's hat could have possibly been, according to Tysus, a little bit bigger. There are other shittas in the Rishonim as well. We'll leave that for now. The 4th for the Kohen Hedyot, the Avnet. That's the gartel or the belt. Now the Avnet that was worn by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur with his Big Day Lavan, that was linen. The Pasuk says so, Beferish. However, the belt that he wore with the Big Day Zav, that was a mixture of Tcheles, Ergaman, Telas Shani. That's as far as the Kohen Gadol is concerned. What about the Kohen Hedyot? Here we have a Machlekes. Some say it was also Tcheles or Gaman Telashan. Others say no, the Avnet of the Kohen Hedyot, that was pure linen. Okay, so again, the 4 Begadim of the Kohen Hedyot, Ksainas, Mechnasayim, Mitznefes, and Avnet, the special shirt, the pants, the hat, and the gartel, Maisiv Olav Kohen Gadol. In other words, the Kohen Gadol wore the 4 Begadim of the Kohen Hedyot, and he also had the Chayshin, the plate across his chest. And that was made out of a mixture, I'm sure you remember, from chumash, of linen, blue wool, purple wool, red wool, and gold threads, and was folded over. And the Urim V'Tumim, according to Rashi, what's the Urim V'Tumim? Special parchment with the Shem HaMefayrish was written on it. That was the power that lit up the letters of the Chayshin. The Urim V'Tumim was inserted in the fold. And then, of course, as you know, there were the 12 precious stones that were attached to the front of the Cheshin in 4 rows of 3 stones each. Each had a name of a different one of the Shvatim. These letters would light up and it would spell out a message whenever the Urim V'Tumim was consulted. In addition to the names of the Shvatim, you also had Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, plus the words Shiftei Yeshurun. And that solves the problem of the missing letters Tzadik, Tes, Ches, and Kuf that we don't have in the names of the Shvatim. Vayter the Ephod, I'm sure you remember Rashi in Chumash that says, Libi Oimeli, my heart tells me. That's the Lashon of Rashi in Chumash. It was an apron-like garment that they used to wear when they rode their wagons. Rashi says that the princesses used to wear. I'm sure you remember what the Ephod looked like and how it was connected on top. Then there was Umi'il. The Mi'il was also like a kind of a shirt or a cloak. Was made entirely out of tcheles, entirely out of blue wool. Really, Rashi holds it was more like a shirt-like kind of a garment. And on the hem, there were 72 round, pomegranate-like balls of blue, purple, and red wool. And there were also 72 golden bells that hung on to the hem of the cloak. After every wool pomegranate, a golden ball was hung. 36 in front and 36 in the back. Now that, the pasuk says, V'nishma koyle, b'vayla kodesh. The bells reminded us of the kayach of Limud HaTorah, and the pomegranate balls reminded us of the mitzvah to be quiet when it's time to be quiet. The Chafetz Chaim talks about this at great length, how one needs Siyata D'Shemayah to know when to talk and when not to talk. The Me'il gave us that Siyata D'Shemayah. The Me'il was Mechaber on Lashon Hara. And when a person is careful to only say the right things, saying the right things means kibbut av'eim, to make someone happy, to learn Torah, to daven, to be mechazik, a friend. The wrong things, of course, lashon hara, rechilas, we all know what the wrong things are. When a person does it right, so what does it say about the me'il? V'nishma koyle b'vayla kodesh. We're able to hear the koyl as the Kohen Gadol came into the kodesh. Says the Chafetz Chaim, v'nishma koyle Hashem listens to his tefillos. For someone who's careful to say the right things and not say the wrong things, when he comes to daven, his tefillos are accepted. Then you have it sits like the plate that was made out of gold. It was wide like two fingers, and it went around the forehead of the Kohen Gadol from ear to ear. So, like the Mishnah Vayter be'elu, only while wearing these eight big day kohuna, nishalin be'urim v'tumim, could they ask shailas of the urim v'tumim. And what kind of shailas could they ask from the urim v'tumim and get these answers min hashemayim? Well, ve'ein nishalin elu l'melech. You didn't ask the urim v'tumim questions unless it was for a king, b'labezdin, or for a bezdin. When we say bezdin, we're referring to the Sanhedrin Haggadah, that had 71 members. Well, Amisha Tzibur Tzarechbay, for someone whom the Tzibur needs. Some say this refers to the Kayan Meshuach Milcham, the Kayan that was anointed to go along with the army to war. According to the Rambam, that's just an example. But it would also apply to anyone that has to ask a question which is for the purpose of the Tzibur. The Bat Tanura explains that when they would ask the Urim B'Tumim Mashayla, you didn't scream. You also didn't just think it in your heart. You ask the question in a gentle, low voice. And the special Ruach HaKodesh took over the Kayim. He would look at the Choshen, and he would see the letters. He would have to understand which letters, as some say lit up, some say it protruded a little bit, and understand the message, do something or don't do something. But the letters weren't necessarily in order. The Kayim needed Ruach HaKodesh to understand how to put the letters together so that he understands the answer.